This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, listen.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind the scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a throbbing little segment for you today. 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
The internet was abuzz with the announcement of the first ever European Sex Championship to be held in Sweden this year. According to the report, Sweden has officially recognized sex as a sport, and to determine who's best at it, would host a tournament in which contestants would engage in daily encounters lasting up to 6 hours. Unfortunately, this announcement turned out to be a hoax, and the world will have to stick with Eurovision for their international competitions.
A German man was in danger of having his penis amputated after a drug-fueled sex marathon. The 50-year-old man was visiting Grosseto, Italy, where he and his wife had taken MDMA to, quote, help them perform. Unfortunately, the extended sex session has him hospitalized in serious condition with septic shock that caused cell death in his scrotum and penis, and now may lead to amputation. We told you earlier that the European Sex Championship was fake. You don't need to train this hard. And take water breaks.
Claudia Conway, daughter of former Trump senior advisor Kellyanne Conway, posed for Playboy.com. Claudia debuted on the site back in March of this year in 11 photos that Playboy describes as artistic nudity. We admire any opportunity to rebel against your mother, honey.
Congratulations are in order for Jenna Jameson, who married social media influencer Jesse Lawless last month. Jameson has been married twice before and came out as bisexual in 2004 before her retirement from the industry in 2008. Mazel tov, you two.
Wow.
We've never talked about Jenna Jameson. I don't want to derail from the milking table of it all, which is our topic. Spoiler.
The milking table.
I'm not giving you a spoiler alert. I'm just spoiling it.
They saw the title when they clicked on the episode, so.
There's no secrets here. Yeah. It's all hanging out on Girls on Porn. But, like, have we ever talked about Jenna Jameson being a significant part of my.
Many times.
Sexual and bisexual. We have?
Yes, many times.
Many times on the show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Yes.
I thought I had something new to offer.
No, but, we've talked about it, but we've never actually talked about like her in a video.
Yeah, we've never featured a video that she was in. She does not speak highly of her experience in the porn industry.
Yeah.
Like she didn't have a great time, you know, which isn't the best.
Right.
Granted, a lot of her grievances are very similar to just Hollywood in general.
Right.
And
just
speak to like the patriarchy and exploitation and abuse that we see in a lot of industries, just very, very pronounced in porn and also, of course, like physically grueling.
Right, of course. It's the most like vulnerable of performing.
Exactly. You know? Anyway, just the way that she comes was very important to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot that we talked about that, but I was like, Rachel needs to know this. The people need to know.
we know.
You know, maybe somebody's new here.
That's funny because I think I've mentioned this before, but I remember reading like a quote from her where she was like, yeah, before I go for a scene, like I have like two pieces of like double bubble gum to like open up my jaw.
I do remember talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That she taught you like jaw prep.
That like stuck with me at a young age. I was like, wow. Prepping for sex.
Yeah. Remember how like all those tiny little pointers would be like, this is crucial information.
Yes. Pull the pubes.
I think, I also maybe like, I don't know. I just got excited that Jenna Jameson's marrying a woman and is bisexual. And I'm like, my kin, you know, like, you were a part of my bisexual awakening and now you're getting married to a girl. You know, I'm just happy for her is what I'm getting at.
Of course.
Congrats, Jenna.
You know who else is a bisexual icon? And I just started watching this documentary. She was a big part of me, of my child or my childhood. That sounds weird, but like teenage years. Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah. You just started watching a documentary about Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah, on Netflix. It came out recently. It's really good.
Wait, so she's fully bisexual?
Yeah. I mean, she definitely like had like early on, like she had like a female lover.
Oh, I love
it. And like
it.
She's like, and they were like best friends, and she's like interviewed heavily throughout it because they were very close. And she was like, yeah, I loved her. Like, you know, I was her first like female lover, and I, you know, yeah, it was very sweet. I haven't finished it.
I love that. But, yeah. I've listened to the You're Wrong About episodes about Anna Nicole Smith, and I think her story is really fascinating, but they didn't happen to like talk about her sexuality much. They more just talked about like general misunderstandings about her relationship with
Jay Howard,
her husband, and like her career, and like
you know, gotta give respect where respect is due. I loved her, and I felt like she was the first 100%. Kind of person who was like openly like, yeah, I love attention and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or to just like monetize her own sexuality.
Exactly.
In a like, why not? Like, yeah. I'm not exploiting anyone.
No.
He pursued me.
I'm doing this of my own accord, you know?
Yeah. And you will also, yeah, the narrative also was like, he's so old. She's like manipulating him. But like, he pursued her for years.
Yeah. And, like, and she refused to marry him.
She was resist, like she resisted. Yeah. And then was like, all right, I see how the world works. Like, why not? And like, there was a lot of kindness in their relationship.
She was famous before they got married. Like, she was already in a Coen Brothers movie and did the guest campaigns and did Playboy. Like, she had her own, you know. But it's funny how,
her own jam.
The rumor was, like, he found her in a strip club and she married him and, you know.
Yeah. There's always going to be...
They hate to see
a story about her being, like, rescued as opposed to having any agency in her own life prior to that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So today's topic...
It's nice to catch up, you know?
It is.
Today's topic is milking table, which is a topic that I actually have to say I've never searched for this type of porn.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, obviously aware of the sex furniture of it all.
Yeah.
But
I did wonder watching these videos, I was like, I don't know if I feel like Rachel's going to dig this, but we can get to it. It was kind of one of those topics where I was like, she might be into this. Like, I kind of saw, like, Rachel proclivities in there. Mm-hmm. We can talk more about that after the break, but...
For sure. I mean, if you don't know, it's a piece of sex furniture. It's used for, like, hand jobs, fellatio, different types of massage and stimulation of, like, people with penises. It's pretty similar to a massage table, and they've got, like, a cutout space in the middle for the penis to be... sort of highlighted.
Yeah, featured.
And, to be accessed from underneath.
Yeah.
And I feel like the appeal here is sort of like truly like separating the penis from everything else. You know, it's like just focusing on the penis.
Yeah, I can see a lot of different, like both psychological and physiological reasons why this could be hot.
Yeah.
For the penis haver and for the person providing pleasure.
Right. It's allowing the person with the penis to kind of like shut out everything else and just kind of like focus their attention and their stimulation on their sex organs, which is like really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like also kind of objectifying them in a way.
Yeah, you're like objectifying the cock, which could be kind of exciting to be like, it's all about my cock right now and isolating that from like someone's whole body like might be really appealing to not like worry about or think about like, what's my body doing? Am I participating in this? Like, am I performing in a certain kind of way that you're just submitting to very focused, concentrated pleasure or pain? Mm-hmm. We should say that, like, a milking table could also be used for CBT for sure.
Yeah,
of course. For cock and ball torture,
yes.
For the real ones. And something else I didn't think about that I clocked in an article researching for this.
Yeah.
Is like in that position, the blood would like actually be coming, like concentrating into the penis, like thanks to gravity.
Yes.
So it might actually even like help with erections.
That's
and
a good point. I didn't even think about that
kind of thing. Yeah, I didn't think about that either. And I was reading a thing that was like, here's why you should get a milking table for your dungeon.
Yeah.
I was like, tell me, do tell.
There's also something about like the person who's providing the stimulation, who's underneath the table, like very similar to glory holes. And also almost to like when we had Mackenzie from Math Magazine on and talking about sex machines, it's almost like
I don't have to worry about like the person, you know, like it just becomes like a like an object.
Yeah.
And I don't have to like worry about like the rest of this person and like their political views. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they're just a dick.
Yeah.
And there's something kind of exciting and I don't know, the separation of it.
Exciting about removing the human factor. Like, it's sort of funny to be like, that is what objectification does. It takes out the like complicated nuance of like interpersonal relationship in whatever format with the person you're performing the sex act with.
Right.
So it can really just be like, it could be kind of freeing and even like meditative to be like, just on this, just focus on this cock right now. Just having a good time with this cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. It can also, you know, you mentioned this earlier, but it can, you can incorporate some BDSM play, restraints, forced orgasms, cock and ball torture.
Yeah.
You know, it, there's a, like I said, there's a, like many things. There is a spectrum.
Yeah. I was also thinking about, is there a vaginal equivalent to a milking table? I don't think that there is anything that is certainly as widely available or as known as a milking table that's equivalent for anyone with a vagina. But I was thinking, because a milking table is essentially just like a massage table with a hole cut in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if the equivalent is a massage chair?
That you lay on?
Yes. That you'd straddle it so that like
someone can
basically like just position like spread open and somehow create like an access point like directly to the vulva.
Well, there is a queen. There's the queening stools.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the closest thing probably. Yeah. I just was laughing at the correlation between like massage furniture and being like, wait, what is like, is there an invention here? Feel free to take it. I don't think that I'm going to trademark the vaginal massage chair.
Missing out on the market.
Let's go. I'm eager to see that technology in the world, you know?
Yeah. Also, gotta mention, it was, there was a highlighted moment in the first season of Dave.
Yes.
With the milking table. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that kind of like brought it in. That probably like, you know, I don't have the data for this, but it probably spiked the
There's
Google
no
searches.
Way to know, but like a lot of people learned what a milking table was who didn't prior know. I saw an interview with Andrew Santino who said that that take that made it into the edit is the first take. That they were like playing with a lot of ideas in the writer's room. It sounded like he didn't quite know what a milking table was prior, but like hearing the name, he was like, I bet I could figure it out.
Yeah.
They're like, do you want to see the table? Do you want to get a sense for where Dave... And he was like, no, not at all. Yeah. I just want to like first take, just have the door open and just like see Dave.
Wow.
So that's like his genuine reaction, which I think is brilliant because like you can't...
Amazing. Amazing.
Like it's wild.
As much as I like can talk about the way that I don't like the new season, I gotta shout him out because he, Dave Bird, brings a lot of sex positivity to the show.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
With the use of dolls, sex dolls, you know, mm-hmm. having like weird sexual kinks and just like kind of like issues with himself and dealing through those issues with like his own penis.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, trying to normalize
his like full body crotch condom or whatever it is. Yes. It's they walk a really brilliant line, I think, where they, it's destigmatizing, but through
comedy,
self-deprecating humor, you know, like, it could feel like it was just making fun of this character, but because he's our protagonist and the center of it, and we're still like rooting for him and seeing people around him being accepting of like, I'm going to get this high-end sex doll. It has the effect we want, which is like, now people know what a milking table is.
Right.
Maybe it wouldn't be so fucking crazy for them to have one.
Right.
Maybe it wouldn't be so crazy for someone to have a nice sex doll.
Exactly.
Could be. Although I will say that that sex scene is incredible and tragic.
And like the wig ball.
Yeah, just the whole, just like, it's incredibly like grotesque. Like it's perfect because it's speaking to his like
need
loneliness and inability to make like a deeper connection as opposed to it just being like an advanced masturbation tool.
Right.
So it kind of makes an argument for and against the sex doll, which is actually exactly right to me. I think that's great that it's not like, the sex doll's great. It's also not like, it, again, it's complicating it And yeah, it's just a heartbreaking, weird fucking... I love a weird sex scene, you know? Like, the way they did it was really smart. Yeah.
I also love in that show how, like, he talks about all of the, his issues with his dick and, like, you know, like, the scene where he's taking a shower with Betty Blanco and Betty Blanco's like, it's okay, man. Like...
yeah.
You know, some, like, body acceptance because, you know, this poor guy's got a lot of shame about his life and...
Yeah.
He's getting there, you know?
Yeah. Dick shame.
Yeah.
One other thing we have to talk about when we're talking about the milking table stuff is Jordan Peterson retweeting a post that claimed that a milking table was a form of like torture in China, only to find out that it was just fucking porn from the UK. Just fucking BDSM porn.
Like, where did he get that? Like,
I, oh God, you can't write that shit. Like, you can't make up how willfully ignorant some people are. My favorite element of the fallout from that was a tweet from handle Meme Force 2 that said Jordan Peterson just posted this picture and said it was the Chinese embassy, and it's a picture of the kink.com armory. Chef's kiss.
Truly.
Meme Force 2. Yeah.
Truly. I also was Googling about milking tables, and I found an Amazon link to one.
Oh.
And so I had to read the comments, and I found a really choice one that I'd love to read aloud if you'd
please
let
me. Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
I bought this to spice things up. My wife hates giving blow jibbers, and she's terrible. And she's terrible, so I figured I'd go for the high school classic. I'm old now, and the over-the-pants hand J doesn't do it for me like it used to. The issues with being milked lay slowly with the table. My wife has hands like college linemen. Nice strong tugs. The wires made it difficult for her to get the right angle and limited the stroke rate. I have since built my own for a fraction of the price. And as a man who needs few luxuries, I will say some 2x4s and a mattress topper work just as well. I get milked once a week to the point where I'm dehydrated and need ice for the boys as they are wiped after. Long story short, the table is 10%. The other 90% comes from a woman who's willing to extract the poison out of your pants trouser with vigor.
Gorgeous. Do you remember how much the table was?
It was expensive. It was like, it costs like a few thousand dollars, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was curious because I feel like the cheapest massage table starts at a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the entry level?
Did you buy one?
For massage? Yes. I bought one for my niece and it was a whole headache. It was too heavy. It was the wrong kind.
Yikes.
I just gave her cash in the end and hauled that stupid table back to the UPS drop-off place.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a whole thing. So, yeah, I guess a milking table is not a light investment either. Yeah. It couldn't be.
Especially when there's probably only so many places
to get it. Yeah,
they're
jacking that up because they know if you want it, you really want it. Yes, exactly.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
They know what they're doing. Under socialism, everyone can have a milking table.
Yes. Should we do the showdown?
Yeah, let's do the showdown.
Okay. Who wants to get milked?
Nice.
We open it up to all.
Yeah. Who's down? Who wants this?
Yeah.
Okay. Her face sprayed with cum at a milking table.
Ooh.
We're starting simple.
Baby, let me milk the stress out of you. Cum all over my titties. Milking table, great cock message. 4K. Cock message.
Ah, great cock message.
It's different than a text message.
Kind of works both ways, though. You know, a cock message, cock massage. You know, you're just articulating affection.
Yeah, you're doing Morse code.
Care.
On it, actually. Tap to tap, 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 tap.
I like that. Doop, 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 doop,
doop, doop, doop, doop, doop. The long, short, long, long of it all.
Okay, next one for me. Mm-hmm. I must have been a farmer in another life. God, I like to milk.
Oh, wow. Remember that Sex and the City episode with Samantha milking the cow?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I'm good at this.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
Raven-haired Irish MILF swallows two loads of cum with her milking table. I just thought that was raven-haired, you know? Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice highlight there. Nice detail. I liked when guys spurt cum. Redhead Ginger enters the milked zone.
Another hair color.
Spelled with Y. Yeah, another hair color. We've got raven hair. We've got ginger.
We're in Ireland.
We're in Ireland. We are.
We're literally in Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. I'm just going to say it. Bajan, insert milk in her ass. Full video on OnlyFans. This is a performer putting milk in their butthole. I don't know why. I don't know for what, but...
Yeah, does it do less damage going in that way than if you try to eat it and digest it as a lactose? Yeah. Is that the workaround?
They're trying to build up their microbiome.
Lactose tolerance, yes.
They're just worried about their gut microbiome.
Yeah. Or it's like when you use yogurt for a yeast infection, you know? Like, are they just trying to get it. That, yeah. the, like, the flora yes. in their fucking yes. ass right, you know?
Oh, God.
Who knows? Who knows what works
Respect.
These days? Yeah. Okay, last one for me.
Don't try to put a garlic clove up there, though. That'll stink.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Ha-cha-cha.
Did you ever do that with a yeast infection?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there's... I had a friend... Sorry. I had a friend in college who read that, like, if you put, like, a raw garlic clove, like, in your vagina, it'll cure your yeast infection. So she, like, tied a piece of string from a sewing kit around it, like a tampon string, and, like, put the garlic clove up there.
Oh, my God. I have to assume it didn't do the trick. How'd it go?
Not great, but, you know.
I understand the attempt.
Yeah, of
I mean,
course.
I feel like eating
sense.
Lots of garlic Everyone, is really good for yeah. you. You know, it tracks.
Everyone's like, you know, swallow a piece of raw garlic like a pill. You know, it'll cure your strep throat. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely got yeah. properties. I've just never yeah. heard Considered. About, like, just sticking it straight in there.
Right. It can't be good for the next person to dine on you, you know?
You I mean, will depending. Have weird pussy breath after depending, that, you know?
You know, something yeah. is a little different here, babe.
Is something, yeah, is he Italian? What's he here
yeah,
for?
I don't know.
Okay, last one for me.
Okay.
My boy is milked just plain and simple at the oh. milking table for lots to come.
Wow. Plain and simple. How we like
yeah,
it
I feel
in
like
the country.
That one like had sort of a... Like, I feel like we were entering a specific world. You yeah. know? My boy's milk just plain and simple mm-hmm. at the milking table for mm-hmm. lots to come. mm-hmm. There's something down home. There's something yes. hokey about it, you know?
It's getting milked into a bucket, into a metal bucket.
It is. It certainly is.
Chain smoking 7-minute dangle.
Whoa.
Milking table hand job plus facial.
Chain smoking 7-minute dangle.
No idea.
Yeah, who's smoking? The person with the dick or the person below them?
The penis.
The dick itself. It has a tiny little cigarette.
It's the mouth.
And also a French beret.
Yeah. Chain smoking. let's take a break.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man moaning loud on milking table while edging until intense hands-free orgasm. 4K.
This is from Fap to It.
Like snap
number
to
two.
It.
Yeah.
See what they did there?
And yeah, we're just fully focused on the member here.
Yeah, this is objectification.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard dick and balls coming through the milking table, and they have like a little, like almost like a piece of plastic around their cock with like a bullet vibe. That's obviously a very intense one because it's like connected to a wire.
Yeah.
This is more on like the cock and ball torture mm-hmm. because it's like,
although like more in the pleasure realm,
yes.
but there is like a discussion of like pain a little bit and like the intensity of the feeling.
Lots of edging.
Yeah.
So, and it's like the vibe is basically like right on like his frenulum. It's like towards the edge, like right by the head. Great big hard dick. So what I really appreciated about this was the moaning, because you know I love a moan.
Uh-huh.
And I also loved his voice.
I was going to say, I was like, I feel like Rachel loves this accent. He sounded Italian?
I don't know. I was like Eastern European maybe, but he was like, start it again, please. Please again. Oh, he was like so, this man's dick was just a twitching. It was.
Yeah.
He was really, it was getting intense and very obviously this person needed to come. He was like, oh, it hurts, please, I need to come. Oh, like, come on. Like, he was freaking out.
Yeah.
And I loved that for him, actually.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
I liked that he kept saying, don't stop, and then the person would stop. Like, it felt like there was, like, a fun conversation happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Between
the toy and
him. There
was sort of a dynamic between the person teasing the cock and the cock haver.
Yes.
Yeah. It was playful. It was when he came, he was like, I'm coming, I'm coming. And it took long enough that I thought it was more edging. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It was like, it just said like, I'm coming. And I expected to like come right away.
Yeah.
And then there was like a significant pause.
Yeah.
And then the person from under the table, like, by the way, we just see hands, so we don't know who or what this person is about.
Mm-hmm.
We just see a hand come up with a shot glass to catch the jizz.
Yes.
And, like, just in time, you know, like, it could have, I feel like I was like, the jizz is coming!
Yes.
The jizz is coming! And I had watched the video prior and knew that they were going to catch it in a cup. And so it was almost like this person, like, knew
the person.
Our performer's, like, body so well that was like, I've got time.
Yes.
Are they going to come? They're coming. Here they go.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, he was like, this is pain. Like, I loved hearing this person sort of, like, squirm and, like, really riding the line of, like, pain and pleasure, like, really intensely. It was.
Yeah.
That was hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, it was funny, but it was hot, you know? Because
there were goofy elements.
Yes.
The, like, cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit. Right. I was like, okay.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, it was a little ghostly.
Stop it, please. You
don't
know?
Stop it. Don't start it again.
Yes. There was also some orgasm, like ruined orgasm, like torture after he came. They turned it on again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also loved hearing him say, I need to come so fucking bad. I was like, oh, that's hot, you know?
Yeah.
And at one point, he literally was, like, humping the table because he was, like, so close. You know what I mean? Like, he just, like, he just got so close. He was like, oh, I was like, oh, I get that frustration. No, it was hot. But it definitely, like, I really enjoyed the sort of, like, conversation between the toy and the penis haver.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild also just to see all of this achieved with just a small vibe. I mean, you described it as a bullet.
Yeah.
And it was almost also like a flat one, you know, or like,
yeah,
it's kind of just getting a little bit of coverage, like the base, like top end of the cock. And like, you know, you don't think about like just putting a vibe on a cock and making someone come, you know?
I have to assume, I mean, just the way it sounded, I was like, that's going to be a pretty intense vibration.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And I think you have a really strong point about it, like being wired because it's going to get a charge.
Yeah. We've got some power.
If we're putting the wire there, there's a reason for it.
We've got some voltage.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, I expected to giggle and I did. And I also got a little horny. So.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly the reaction. As I was watching, I was like, this is kind of goofy. And I was like, but Rachel loves this.
Yes. I just like hearing anyone sort of like moan like that with like wild abandon, you know?
Yeah. Well, men in particular.
Yes,
I think,
exactly.
Like, it's a rarity. It's a delicacy, you see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I even like watching like, you know, edging and like forced orgasm like on anyone and everyone. Just because
absolutely.
You can't really fake it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something about it that you can't perform. Like you just
get that's
to the
a good point that you're like, I know this is real because how could it not be given the like intensity of what they're receiving or experiencing?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Should we talk about this video from Milking Table?
Which
is from Adult Time. It's called Is This Your Cat? Starring Romeo Price and Zoe Fox, directed by Barrett Blade. And if Milking Table is your thing and you want a little storyline, then I would suggest you go to this channel.
Yeah.
So.
Delivers as promised. First line of the porn. Door opens. Is this your cat?
Yep. We get it.
And it is.
She's wearing like a net dress.
Yeah. Important because it does come into play later. It's like a halter top, but it's like barely holding her nipples in. Like the perimeter of the top basically cuts into her nipples so that it's very easy to pop between her her little tits there. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy the premise that she is so grateful about her cat.
Yes.
Puts her cat down, gets up and elbows him like right in the dick. I was like, why don't we see more of this at the beginning? Of course. As good a conceit as a dick in a pizza box. Yes. You know, like now she has to take care of the penis. Right. Like it creates a reason for her to invite him in. And
she's like, I specialize in ED. And jerk him off.
Yeah.
You know,
this is where it gets a little bit dicey though, where she's like, I specialize in ED. Like I'll just.
And he's like, well, I don't have
a problem, you know, like I deny the accusation.
How dare you?
But she's like, we just have to make sure it's okay. And then just proceeds to give him a massage that works its way down to his cock.
Uh-huh.
But it was nice to sort of set up the premise of the milking table.
Exactly.
As being her like studio and professional environment. And we think it's just a massage table and then it's like, ta-da, it does this too, which was kind of like a fun surprise.
We get a sense of why we're here, you know? And there's a good, there's
why
some logic.
Today?
Yes. Which, you know, sometimes you don't get in porn.
You don't.
So yeah, so she starts with like just kind of giving him like a mediocre massage face up. And then he keeps being like, yeah, that's not where you hit me, though. He's just like rubbing his thighs. And then she flips him over and he puts his dick in the hole and like covers his little butt with a little towel, which I was like, really? Now we're going to be modest? Interesting.
Just keeping up the conceit of the porn, you know, like she's a professional.
Yes. And then she goes underneath and she sort of explains everything that she's doing, which I thought kind of defeated the purpose. But I mean, to each their own.
Yeah.
Like explaining what was happening, I felt like was kind of defeats the purpose of it being a milking table because the point is like you don't visually see what's happening.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of have to zone
interesting.
Out.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point.
Sensation.
I didn't think about that. I could also understand that being hot.
Sure.
Of being like,
just hearing
I'm down here and like from like a dirty talk.
Yeah.
You know, like I've certainly been with partners who want to like talk about what we're doing in the moment or even like other stuff that we fantasize about while we're together. And so it kind of makes sense to me that like hearing her be like, I'm touching myself now, or like, I'm going to tug the shit out of your cock, you know, like that kind of thing could be kind of hot because it lets your imagination run wild and like activates that part of your brain to like encourage excitement. Mm. So yeah, that kind of makes sense. But I hear you too that like, the whole point is not getting to see.
Not seeing. Yeah.
Yeah. But that almost like maybe there's like two different kinds of people that might enjoy a milking table. Like someone who's like loves not being able to see so that they can let their imagination run wild and let the like brain activity of thinking about it and having to imagine it like propel the thing. Whereas there's some people that are like, I don't want to know who's on the other side of that, what's happening. I just want to feel a sensation, and that like both could be really fun exercises.
Totally. Good point.
Yeah.
And then she's like, whenever you're ready, you can release or you can go to the bathroom. And it's like, well, why would he get up and go to the bathroom now?
Yeah.
You know, to like come. Like, of course, he's going to want you to do it.
Yeah.
And then he comes in her mouth. And one of my favorite parts was she's like, you know, if you have any friends that you can recommend and, you know, especially like sports players. I was like, okay, bitch,
sports players.
You have a preference.
She was very committed to playing a certain kind of professional.
Yeah,
you know,
she was.
She was going to get that referral. This one's on the house, but, you know, tell your friends because
she's a small business owner. She was worried about, you know, she wanted to bring in some new clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she kept saying, you know, if you have any other issues, like, please don't hesitate to come back and see me or reach out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, she like really is like committed to her profession. And I respected that.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are either of these things going into your spank bank?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think that milking table is my thing because I'm not as much about objectifying the cock. I can certainly see the appeal. And there was definitely like fun to be had watching this.
Yeah.
But almost from a, like, this is fascinating, this could be, like, fun to play around with place, as opposed to, like, I want to watch this to be more immediately turned on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was for science, this one.
Yes. I don't think I'll jerk off to either of these either, but they did surprisingly turn me on in a way. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I am into this.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I do enjoy the objectification of a cock.
I know you do, and I encourage it.
Yeah.
So I think it's lovely if you want to revisit this and see if it's something you want to.
Thank you so much.
You know, here to support your journey.
Thanks. Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Porn, on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn, on our YouTube at youtube.com/@girlsonporn. That's porn without the O. On our Twitter, GOP the Podcast, and also on our website, girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a generous five-ass star review, we would love to thank you. So you can go ahead and tag your Instagram handle if that sounds fun to you, too.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.